This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Radio.
Now, I rarely air a special report twice in a row. I aired this on Friday, but John Bowne did a breakdown of major universities having hissy fits and freaking out over someone writing Donald Trump 2016 on chalk on stairs. I mean, this is the attack on basic thinking. Dozens of college students in fear, close quote, in Atlanta after Trump 2016 chalked across campus. Not Trump KKK, which the false flaggers do. No, no, no. Trump 2016, and they're now having psychologists in meetings and having to cancel part of the school as everyone goes in and says, we're scared. Where's all the Trump? It was almost as bad as Yale. And the two professors over that department sent an email saying, listen, costume parties are part of freedom. This is true liberalism. You're allowed to, you know, have different ideas and dress like you want. And just, you know, you have your freedom as well. And so they caught him out in the square and began screaming at him and threatening him and threatening to hit him and going, oh, help me. I'm scared. Oh, God, I'm not safe. Oh, my God, you're hurting me. I mean, I can't even scream as loud and as hysterically and as freaked out as they did. And guess what? Yale fired both of them. Fired the people that dare say there was freedom.
InfoWars journalist Adan Salazar writes, several students at Emory University in Atlanta requested a meeting with the school's president after the words Trump 2016 were scrawled across campus. The college news site The Tab published several photos of the chalking. Jim Wagner, the university president, said Tuesday he had spoken with some 40 to 50 students after they claimed they were triggered by the words Trump 2016 and other pro-Trump messages written in chalk on buildings and sidewalks around campus. The students said they were threatened by the intimidating messages and voiced genuine concern and pain to administrators. Reports the Associated Press. The Emory Wheel reports, one student said, I'm supposed to feel comfortable and safe here, but this man is being supported by students on our campus, and our administration shows that they, by their silence, support it as well. And I don't deserve to feel afraid at my school, she added. But individual students soon began to offer more detailed personal reactions to feelings of racial tension that Trump and his ideology bring to the Has this juvenile corrosion of freedom of choice reached other American campuses? The University of Texas, for example? If you saw Trump 2016 written on the ground right here, would that offend you? Would you rally with other students and alert the university president?
It would offend me. I'm not sure I would go get the president in the university, but I'd be happy if someone did.
It's Sandy, try to rub it out.
I think it just goes to show a lot about where our political process is at right now. So just be kind of, I think, disappointed is my main reaction.
No.
Why not? Why wouldn't you be offended?
People have a right to put in chalk Trump 2016 if they support him. I may not support him, but that doesn't mean that others aren't supporting him, and they have a right in chalk. It's not graffiti. If it's not graffiti, you know, I'd be fine if people did that, as long as they don't infringe on the rights of others to write Clinton or Kasich or anyone else in chalk right next to it.
Why would it offend you?
Well, first of all, nobody should be writing their opinions on public streets. It's not the opinion of all the students in the body, and it shouldn't be represented in our university. And because I don't want Trump to win president for 2016. Because I think he's a dangerous man who is dishonest, he lies, and he's using his money to manipulate poor people into voting for him.
You can express political beliefs wherever you want, I think. The First Amendment gives you that right, but I would just be disappointed, I think.
I think society is becoming more polarized. People are either right-wing or left-wing at very extreme positions, and the moderates aren't very talkative and seem to be frozen out. So you have to support extreme positions to get elected, and that's no good anymore.
Most of the students I tried to talk to had their heads buried in their phones. The Independent reports the more time young adults spend on social media, the more likely they are to become depressed. Well, they haven't seen anything yet. Wait until Obama's policies come home to roost, as young millennial men and women are drafted and sent to the front lines, fighting the globalist wars with a battle cry of political correctness. Maybe by then they will have grown up and realized that words don't hurt you, but New World Order shrapnel certainly will. John Bound for Infowars.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I tell you, so many times, some of the most interesting stories, the biggest, most important stories, just come out of the blue. And I've got the chance to meet Tim Kennedy out at some local events. I know he's been friends for a couple of years and training partners with my good high school friend, Shane Steiner, who's no stranger to the show. And then he was coming by today just to check out the office. We were going to get some lunch after he was training with Shane over at the local jiu-jitsu place. And they just dropped this bombshell that, hey, the FBI visited me yesterday. This hasn't really broken yet. I just put it on my Facebook. They said ISIS is in Houston, basically, and is going to be trying to come after me. And there's a reason he's been involved directly taking out a lot of high-value targets. That's classified. He can't talk about it. He's a famous Green Beret. He's an active Ranger-qualified Green Beret Special Forces sniper with tours in Iraq, Afghanistan, as well as other locations around the globe. After being awarded the Green Beret in 2005, he was deployed in Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom, attending sniper school in addition to many other advanced special operations courses. He was deployed in 2008. During this time, he wrote a three-part series of letters from a foreign land that chronicles his time in combat. He currently competes in the UFC's middleweight division, going as high as number two. Kennedy is one of the few fighters to simultaneously serve full-time in the United States Army while fighting professionally, and now he hosts the show Hunting Hitler. That's a giant hit success, just amazing. And he's involved also and co-owns Ranger Up, which I just absolutely come to my guys when we're designing t-shirts and say, don't copy them, but that's what I like. And it's like, this is more and more great stuff you're involved with. TimKennedyMMA.com. I said years ago, this ISIS spinoff of Al-Qaeda is big, a lot bigger than Al-Qaeda was, because I'm on the ground. I get the threats. I see them at Ferguson and at New York, and I see the signs. I see the stickers. It's trendy with the left, and it's in Texas. We go out to these Islamic training centers and get death threats. We get hacked. We get they put Joe Biggs, former Staff Sergeant U.S. Army, decorated combat vet. They put him in ISIS videos when he went down to the border to show him on the Texas border. So this is what they do. But Tim Kennedy, just like Bin Laden's a high-value target or was, he's a high-value target. Now, Tim, I just set the stage. Is that accurate, what I said? Correct me if I'm wrong. You're the expert. And please break down in as much detail as you can about the personal Federal Bureau of Investigation visit and warning you got. And it's great to have you here in the InfoWar.
I've been a fan for a long time. So just appreciate you having me. Every day I get 5 to 10 people saying, hey, I hate you. You're going to die. I want to kill you. Everything that you stand for, I hate. What makes this significant is, this one was geotagged, and they had content that they couldn't have gotten from anywhere else besides first person. So they had pictures of a guy's head that they had cut off, and they said, this is going to be you. The geotag picture was close enough that the FBI says, hey, this is significant, and that's why we're talking to you right now. The problem was that I've been doing this for 13 years. I don't know if I'm desensitized to it or I just don't care. And I have zero respect for the cowards that they are. And the FBI is like, you're not normal. You should be a little bit freaked out by this. I was like, I don't know. Let them come. I don't, you know, like I've been traveling all over the world to find these guys. And now they're going to come to Texas. Last time they gave it a whirl was in Garland. And that didn't go so well for them. So, you know, like, come to Central Texas and see how this is going to work. You know, the only thing they got going for them is they're brutal. They're evil and they have no respect for human life. They're uneducated, they're weak, they're stupid. But they have no respect for anything, and they'll take advantage of the weakest sheep that they can get their hands on. And that's just not going to be me.
Well, it certainly shows that they are upset about your success, the fact you survived all those operations and clandestine fights you were in, and it's too bad you can't write a book about that. It's pretty interesting stuff, just from folks I've talked to in the military. But obviously you can't get into that here today, but there's a reason they don't like
it. Yeah, you know, I was in some of the most elite units that special operations have. I was in the missions to go get the guys that they have worshipped, you know, their entire lives. But, you know, like, as I love Chris Kyle and Marcus Luttrell, you know, like, those are heroes, the Shugarts, the Gordons, you know, that wing, the ISIS, Al-Qaeda, they have their own guys that they do that. Well, I'm the guy that went and found those dudes. And they hate that about me. And now the success that I'm having, not only as a shooter, but now as, you know, as a UFC athlete, you know, I'm a contender for the title, one of the top fighters in the world. And I still stand true to the values.
You're winning shooting champions. You're winning UFC big bouts. You got a hit show on Discovery Channel. Is it History?
History Channel.
That's right. Hunting it. I've seen it quite a few times. It's great. I mean, they certainly must not like that.
No, they hate me. They hate everything about me. They hate everything about you. They hate everything we stand for. You know, they're going to do anything that they can to find the weakest, softest target around us.
I know you're still involved with the military and active duty and things. You can't get into all that, but we have seen top generals, like the former head of defense intelligence, come out and say, we were ordered to basically aid al-Nusra, which is al-Qaeda in Syria. It's a horrible thing. We followed orders. Now it's out of control. We see other generals coming out, the head of Southcom coming out and saying, I don't want to follow the orders. I've got to. Women in frontline combat will ruin the military. That's unprecedented to have generals speaking out. Yeah. That shows you how bad Obama is.
I've never imagined that it would have this climate in the military. You know, like, we toe the line. You know, you tell us what to do, especially in special operations. We're fire and forget. You say, go do this. We're going to go do it better than you would have, you know, imagined it to be possible. And we're going to stay quiet about it. You know, like, our motto is the quiet professionals. This is not the culture of special operations to go in front and say, no, this was not right. We shouldn't have done this. No, that's stupid. You're going to get soldiers killed. No, we shouldn't have women here. Like, that is not the culture of special operations. But the fact that we are coming out and saying that really demonstrates that there's a gigantic problem.
Well, there's an admitted culling and a purge of the top brass that aren't traitors. I mean, let's just get down to brass tacks. And it's going all the way down to the non-commissioned officers from all my sources. And it's just unprecedented that everything we know, it's like Bongino, the former top secret service agent who was on earlier, said in the previous interview, he said, Alex, not only are you accurate, it's worse than you know. How could it be worse than I know? Because they can't tell me it's secret. It's just worse than I know? Okay, well, that's not refreshing.
Well, I mean, you can look at, like, micro examples, Benghazi, for instance. You know, we have an idea of what happened. We know, we have details, but really, like, what special forces guys were on helicopters ready to fly into Libya. What general was saying, no, you can go. We don't have access to that stuff. So, you know, yeah, all I can say is you have no idea how bad it was or how bad it is because there's no way
to tell me. Well, I was told by Colonel Schaefer right after it happened, he got in a bunch of trouble, but made it out of it. And of course, he used to run the anti-Bin Laden units and the rest of it. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, that, no, they had helicopters, they had planes, they could be there in an hour out of Italy. They were ordered to stand down. And then you ask why? Well, somebody wanted those weapons to be able to be transferred to Syria.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's micro. You know, and if that's the personification of the entire climate or other macro problems.
Well, it shows Obama and Hillary's about the military and about their own ambassador. They're just unbelievably bad news. And I'm not sure to demonize them. I don't even like going up against these people. They're so dangerous. But at a certain point, who are these people? I mean, they're out of control.
They are, and that's frightening. But, you know, that's external. I can only be responsible for what I do and what I say.
I thought the government was using the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our liberties domestically. I was all for taking them out. But now with ISIS, they are just all over the place. Years ago, I was saying, this is real. It's coming. This is a big movement. This has got young people involved. They're recruiting all over the West. I mean, I think personally, you've dealt with them, but I think ISIS personally is like five times the threat of Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just seem... what would you say about them?
Their efficiency in recruiting, and they're so smart and so far ahead, you know, using immigration opportunities, you know, being like, oh no, look at these horrible women and that are impoverished. We need to get them out of these war zones. And so for every one female that we bring into Germany, we're also going to bring five military age men that are going to come in and, you know, rape every single woman that we can find and clone Germany. You know, don't think that they're not doing that here right now. That those guys aren't going to Chicago, that they're not going to be in Detroit. You know, every single metropolis, they're recruiting heavily. They're going after the low-informed, the low socioeconomic demographics, and they are finding people. The homegrown terrorists, the San Bernardinos, that's going to happen. And it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, listen, Tim, thank you so much. Great having you here. Amazing. And Tim Kennedy, MMA.com, RangerUp.com, we're with InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Alex Jones. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Folks, when we go out and protest the local abortion clinic and the baby body parts being sold, you notice, quote, anarchists showed up who then had Mao and Stalin tattoos and then announced we're Satanists, actually. And in my experience, they were black, they were white, they were Hispanic, but they all were like shriveled and hateful. You've seen the video. It went viral. And were just screaming and yelling and spitting and grabbing our signs and but also stumbling around. And I'm not trying to be dramatic here. I want to ask Lou Rockwell, a preeminent libertarian intellectual, best-selling author, formerly Ron Paul's chief of staff, one of the top guys over at the Von Mises Institute, that it seems to be reaching a critical mass where there's a method to the establishment's madness, but they are going insane in front of us. What is this hallucination we're witnessing? Is this the death throes? Is it a temper tantrum? Or do you disagree with me? Or are we seeing just bizarre displays of collectivist mental illness? Because it just gets, ban the word father and mother, ban the words founding fathers, use G or Z. I mean, it's beyond any cult. If I read a novel about a cult like this, I wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's cult programming. What do you say to that rant, sir?
Well, it is crazy, and I somehow think it's the neocons. I mean, I can't believe that sometimes I miss the Rockefeller World Empire. As evil as they were, they didn't actually seem to be insane. This bunch is insane. I don't care whether it's Hillary or it's the Republican version, Rubio and Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz and of course, Bernie Sanders. There are a lot of crazy people, warmongers. People who clearly lust for shedding of blood. They lust for the shedding of blood of others. They lust for the shedding of the blood of Americans, too. So it's absolutely true. They're sort of revealing their true selves. They do seem to be reveling in their victories, and they are enforcing insane policies. I mean, can you believe that they talk about mandating the registration of women for the draft? And according to the poll, anyway, 61% of American men went along with this. I mean, that's insane, too. Why, and, of course, in some sense, we can see the regime in these sorts of activities wanting to make men into women and women into men. And that goes along with all what you're talking about, the pronouns and the getting rid of mothers and fathers, not having boys and girls sections in toy stores or boys and girls sections in clothing departments. Everything has to be the same. Or rather the same, what did Facebook say, that there were 65 genders that you could choose among for your own on Facebook? So it's this goes right along with the crazed statism. They are just reveling in their power. And, of course, these are people who love to do this to human beings. They just love to bomb. They love to kill, love to crush. They love to dominate. They love to lie to us. They love to take our children away. And they like to destroy our communities. Robert Nisbet, the great libertarian sociologist, pointed out that the state seeks to destroy every what he called intermediating institution. That is everything that stands between, he said, the naked individual and state power. So they want to get rid of states as versus the Fed. They want to get rid of communities. They want to get rid of businesses, of churches. Ultimately, they want to get rid of the family. They want to get rid of parents. And this is, of course, Plato's dream. This has been an ancient dream of these people. This is nothing new.
Well, that's why I love getting you on, because we could say the French Revolution, the Jacobins trying to hijack the Liberty Movement was the most modern, you know, roots of communism. But really, it goes back to Plato and his plan to raise us like cattle and in the family itself. But then he would write the allegory of the cave, supposedly responding to his own vision. But he really is their God. He really is their model. I was brought up a Christian, and I believe in God, but I wasn't, you know, a strong Christian, if you'd call it that. And I was like, you know, devil, okay, kind of a bad energy in the universe, whatever. But the more I studied the globalist elites and what they're involved in, and then criminology, how psychopaths usually, you know, end up actually being into Satanism, whether God's real or not, for the sake of argument for atheists, still in criminology and psychology, there is a manifestation. The Nazis were into the occult. Lenin was into the occult. They sell us that, oh, there's no God, because they want to have the state be God, as you pointed out. But really, behind closed doors, they're into occultism. Please elaborate on that and why you think Satanists across America, the stories on DrudgeReport.com, are such big supporters of Bernie. I thought a real Satanist, you know, they claim Anton LaVey style, is all about empowering the individual and doing what you want, do as thou wilt, is the whole law. But no, it isn't really that, is it? You sell people on joining your cult, you're going to have fun, but really you're going to be slaves on Satan's plantation. Lou Rockwell?
Well, of course, and even though they said do as thou wilt, you're not allowed to do as thou wilt. You have to do what they want. And, you know, this is a very warped people. Does the Satan respond to this sort of thing? I mean, are they actually somehow communicating with him? I don't know. But they would like to be, and they are, you know, self-consciously pro-evil. So they enjoy killing, and they enjoy, you know, all kinds of horrible practices with other human beings that they engage in. Some of these cults, really horrendous. And, of course, they're all leftists. And I don't think you asked earlier, can we count on the left? I don't think so. I think the left has to be entirely rejected. I mean, I remember the last time I talked to Noam Chomsky, guy's written a lot of good stuff. This was during the 2008 campaign. And he was very, very anti-Ron Paul. And he told me he would support Hillary over Ron Paul. This is an alleged anti-war guy. And, you know, why was that? Well, it's because they hate private property, and they hate everything that stems from private property. Private property is essential to the family. It's essential to economic life. It's essential to human civilization. They want to smash it all. They're far worse than anybody in Orwell's 1984. And of course, they've got unbelievable technology to spy on us. The government now admits that the whole point of the Internet of Things is to spy on us in our homes. They're spying on us to an extent that Hitler or Stalin or Big Brother and Orwell never could have dreamed of. And they're still not satisfied. They're still pushing. They want to get rid of cash, the better to control us.
Oh, I've talked to a lot of top leftists, as you have, and if you're having dinner with them, they'll admit it. They'll go, listen, I know the government's staging false flags. I know they're bringing the drugs in. I know they're doing all these bad things. But it's going to be our government when we finally get control of it. So we want it to be as big as possible. And you're right. They see anybody with their own property. That's why they have a war on lemonade stands and farmers markets and the Amish. They just see any normal, independent human activity, a happy Amish family out there, healthy, you know, doing well, self-sufficient, and they pull their hair out because those Amish aren't watching television thinking Hillary's God.
Well, also, they don't want people being happy. You know, it's what Mencken said about the Puritans. It applies to these guys. They can't stand it if anybody's leading a normal life and is happy and fulfilled, whether it's the Amish family or somebody else. They want to kill them. They want to crush them, like to send them to a camp. These people are just unbelievably evil. And those of us who are working against this, who are opposed to it, must never forget that we're working against people who are thoroughly evil with a capital E.
That's right. Lou Rockwell, I've been asking the questions. I want to see where you want to go when we come back, and we'll take calls. LouRockwell.com. We've got Mr. Liberty. You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine mankind is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra-pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula, and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The reason I wanted last week, and now we've got him, to get Doug Hagman of HagmanandHagman.com, the Northeast Intelligence Network, on, was about the Scalia situation. Now, we told you there was going to be an investigation. Now they admit that there is a private investigation going on, and the Washington Post tried to head it off, admitting when he died in a secret society meeting that was a spinoff of Bohemian Grove, not just a hunting society. And I'm not saying it's a bad society he was in. These are feeder groups. These are compartmentalized. I would hear Doug Hagman probably 8-9 years ago or longer on Coast to Coast AM. I said this last hour, I'm going to just say it now, and he would say, our sources in the federal government say they plan to flood Europe and the United States with radical Muslims to use the threat as a way to take our freedoms, and they're going to allow Sharia law to be taught in schools. And I would just go, that is ridiculous. A lot of what he said I knew was true, so I was confused. I liked hearing him on the radio, learned some stuff, knew a lot of it was true, but then he would say stuff that I was just like, you know, our elite aren't that crazy. And it turned out it's true. So that's why I like to get him on. We should get him on more often. Doug, great to have you back. I tell you, things are so exciting, so scary now, I can't even believe. Newt Gingrich is saying secret societies run everything on Fox News, and they're, I mean, everything we've talked about is just now coming out. I guess we really are run by crazy people who just want to destroy America and Christianity. I mean, it's what you said. It is the plan. What are your federal contacts telling you and state police contacts right now about what's happening with Scalia, where that's all going?
Alex, thanks for having me. A couple of things. With respect to Scalia, that investigation, his death, very mysterious indeed. John Poindexter wants people to understand who he is, big Obama donor, all that. But investigation is 101. Him passing away or dying or being murdered, whatever, it's almost irrelevant. But at the ranch, and the fact that the most basic of investigative policies were not followed, that in and of itself is really problematic. The fact that there was no official there present to declare him dead or to sign off on a death certificate. The fact that he was embalmed before, of course, his the family physician had spoken with the person who signed off, Cinderella, her last name is Cinderella, the judge there. The fact that he was embalmed before that conversation between Cinderella and the judge's personal care physician took place is obviously problematic. But the bottom line here is Scalia's out of the way, and now we've got a danger to our Constitution. I've got a ton of information about the actual scene itself and about the events before, during, and after. But, Alex, what I want to tell you, and I'm here, my sources are telling me this, and this is kind of the first time I'm going public with this in this platform. There will be, between now and election, another Supreme Court vacancy, okay? Now, before anyone says, yells at me, Pelican Brief, it doesn't have to be a death. It could be a resignation, but the information I'm getting is I guarantee you there will be one more Supreme Court vacancy, and that is to solidify the Supreme Court on behalf of Obama, where he can nominate and select and have the Senate confirm two, not just one, but two nominees during his tenure to absolutely solidify the progressive Marxist agenda of this cabal that's in power. Now, whether that happens according to the timeline, well, this is what's being told to me. I'm just relaying the information.
Are they saying who it is? Ginsburg?
That's, you know, not directly saying who it is, but by everything I've been able to really kind of get out of the people, yeah, Ginsburg appears where she's going to retire for health reasons. Now, if that doesn't happen, then there may have to go to Plan B, and I'm not exactly sure where Plan B is. But watch for that.
Okay, well, you told me 5 years ago they're worried about Obama wants to start a race war to bring in a civil emergency. We've seen him try that a bunch. You talk about the plan to flood us with Sharia law, and now I've got stacks of news today where it's happening. In public schools everywhere they're teaching it, they're making kids put on hijabs, they're making them praise Allah. This is even non-Muslim teachers. This is actually Common Core. What is all of this about on that front?
Well, everything works like all of these are cogs in a larger machine. The invasion, the alien invasion into this country is to rip the moral and spiritual and cultural fabric of our country, of course.
That's what they showed at the Academy Awards, is they showed the Tower of Babel in the background. What are they telling us?
They're in charge, and they're laughing at us. See, that's what people don't understand. They're showing this stuff, and people are looking at it and saying, well, you know, it's just art, it's entertainment, it's whatever. But the fact of the matter is they're telling us what they're going to do before they do it, and they're laughing at us because no one's getting it, no one's understanding it, or at least very few are. You are, your audience is, but the majority of people are just, you know, hey, when we have really 32% of American people never hearing the, don't even know who Scalia was, for example, in a recent poll, we've got a problem in this country, obviously, and you know, and you've proven that many times.
They don't know what planet they're on. So I'm asking a lot of questions here, and this is really important. What's the intel from all your great sources? What's the state of the Republic right now? What are the big points we need to go over here today?
Okay, great push right now to change the complexion of the judiciary. The fact is, if they could perhaps get Loretta Lynch in as a potential candidate for the Supreme Court, that'll throw the DOJ into some little bit of chaos there, to take away from the Hillary Clinton indictment possibility. There's a war right now going on inside the FBI, according to my FBI source, saying that if she doesn't get indicted, there's a lot of good people that they're going to lose a lot of good people. There's a push for additional racial riots this summer, but going for broke, that is. In other words, what we saw back in 2011.
That was dress rehearsal.
Absolutely. So we've got that. The economy. Our economy is just, it's in a crap storm. I mean, however, what will help the economy? Well, we need a war. We've got a ready-made war right now in Syria. And I got to tell you, right now, Syria is, it's my belief that Syria will be, Death Race Damascus. The road to Damascus is the road to World War III. And despite Ukraine, despite the South Sea Chinese Islands, Syria is where we need to keep our attention to, where NATO is being pitted against Russia by this globalist cabal. You pointed this out in your investigations years ago. So it's all coming to pass right now. It's crunch time, so to speak.
I just want the listeners to realize this is for all the marbles, and we don't have any future if we really just don't understand. It isn't brave to fight these people. It's survival. We don't have a choice. Do you get where I'm going?
Absolutely. And, you know, you point out so many great points. You know, you did a video here a couple of days ago, I believe it was, about the really the dark horse of the New World Order, that being technocracy. And I think if people really understood the bigger picture here, what's going on, we're being forced like cattle into this new old world order, so to speak. And what you're talking about, what you just brought up, the articles that you have right there, the focus, what you're focused on is really the key here, where I think people need to understand the picture is a lot bigger.
How did you know first that they really plan to bring in radical jihadis and people and teach it in schools? What is the sick freak plan there?
Well, I'm not the smartest, not the brightest bulb in the bunch. So I've had some good sources tell me, okay, this is what they're going to do. Their ultimate objective is to criminalize the current forms of the three monotheistic religions here in the United States, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, if you can believe that. Distill all three religions, monotheistic religions, to create a state religion that's compatible, where all religions are compatible with one another.
UN plan. So get us all together, bring in radicals, have us fight and kill each other, and then take all our rights to create safety.
That's right. And yes, in order to do that, they've got to rip down the existing infrastructure in order to create a new one, just like the Phoenix, and as you've gone through so many times.
Yeah, but you say you're not the smartest bulb. I mean, you just crystallized that better than I ever could, and that is the plan. Now, is that what your federal sources told you? Because you were saying this 8-9 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they were saying. I was having a hard time really understanding what the big plan was. I was so focused on these small skirmishes or these individual disparate events that I wasn't seeing the big picture. And what you've done is to crystallize the big picture. And others, once you see the big picture and understand how one event works in tandem with
another. There's no going back.
That's it. And so, for example, the war in Syria is connected to the illegal immigration of aliens here in the United States, which is connected to the criminalization of free speech, which is connected to the Second Amendment. And people who stand in the way, like Scalia, the First and Second Amendment. I mean, everything is connected. And once you see the wheels in motion, those little cogs, the moving parts, then you can see. Hey,
and there's unity of agenda. It's the same rhetoric to bring in the jihadis here as it is in Europe. You can see the unified power. Hagman and Hagman.com, folks. You want to check out that site, see the show and the videos. Amazing information. We're going to come back with him, get more into this in your phone calls. It's just, like you said, once you see the big picture, folks, it's just chilling. Again, I'm getting chills all over me right now. We are in danger. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com. And you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels, there's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can love him, you can hate him, but Jesse is known as one of the consummate political mavericks. They say he basically wrote the book that Arnold used to get elected as governor. And then, of course, now so many other politicians have modeled insurrection campaigns off of Jesse Ventura. He, of course, was an insurrectionist mayor, and then, of course, a governor. He also was a top entertainment wrestler and movie star and best-selling author. And he joins us here. He's also a friend of mine. I was part of 2 seasons of his investigative report, Conspiracy Theory. And now we have Newt Gingrich coming out saying Donald Trump isn't part of the elite secret societies with a straight face. That's why they're after him. Well, Jesse Ventura has known him for multiple decades. They're friends, play golf, eat dinner, hang out. He said, you know, 6 months ago when I was looking into Donald Trump, he said, no, he's for real. It's exactly what you see. It is an incredible spectacle, but here's the bigger question. Will Jesse Ventura throw his hat in the ring and run? He has basically said, and we'll have him go into it in more detail, that if it's an establishment candidate like Hillary or Rubio, that it looks like a green line. How would that happen? Libertarian Party? Because I like somebody like McAfee, but you know, the more serious candidate would be the Libertarian nomination, because they're in all 50 states on the ballot. You got to have that ballot access, would be Jesse Ventura.
Hi, Alex. Great to be here. Yeah. First of all, let me state this. With all the current candidates that you have out there and that have been out there within the last 4 to 5 months, I know a lot of them have dropped out. I have one thing that none of them candidates have. I have one thing that Trump's money can't buy. I have one thing that none of these candidates have. You know what that is, Alex?
Tell me.
I have an honorable discharge from the United States Navy, where I served from September the 11th, 1969, until September the 10th, 1975, 6 years, four on active duty, 2 years in the reserves. Every Republican candidate right now has stated that they would commit a war crime, that if the situation arose, they would okay torture.
They try to one-up each other on what they do.
Well, and the point is, that is a war crime, Alex. If I did that as a member of the military and I took an oath, I would not receive an honorable discharge committing a war crime.
I agree.
How can the alleged leader of the military openly admit that he would commit, that he or she would commit war crimes? Are you kidding me?
I'm glad you raised this, because that's my biggest issue with Trump is he tells the truth about 9/11 and Saudi Arabia and does great things, but then he flips over and says, you know, we'll go after the wives of terrorists. It's just...
We haven't had a veteran in the White House for a long, long time.
Well, certainly not a combat vet like JFK. JFK was a hero. He was blown up, you know, in that PT boat fighting a battleship.
Even Nixon served. Getting back to it, Alex, it's time to elect a veteran instead of and someone that knows what it's like to take an oath and to be prepared to die for your country. None of these presidential candidates right now have ever did that. None of them.
So, in your own words, I saw a newspaper article, but I don't trust newspapers at the time they lie. Where are you on running for president? What is the climate or what is the circumstances that will induce you to run?
Well, right now, it's about a 30-day window I have, roughly, to inform. I've been in contact with the Libertarian Party. They have formally invited me to their convention in Orlando, and that's where they give out their nomination or you know, support, and you go on the ballot as the Libertarian's choice for president. It's totally personal now for me whether I want to get involved at that level and go 24/7 and put myself through what a campaign from June through November would do to me and my family. But right now, I don't see anybody out there. Bernie Sanders, I talked with him a couple of days ago, and he unequivocally told me that if he loses, which chances are he's going to, he's done a remarkable thing, but Hillary's got the superdelegates, so that's the fix. And if Bernie loses, he is going to endorse Hillary, which to me stops the revolution. How do you get on board with somebody you've just accused of being owned by Wall Street?
Who is stealing the popular vote with superdelegates.
Well, yeah, and here's what I think they got in mind. Let me project this out there, because with these two parties, you notice all the candidates agree they'll support whoever the party chooses. Well, that shows loyalty to the party, not the country. That shows their true colors. They're loyal to their party.
That's why George Washington won a political party's ban.
Exactly. But the thing is, here's what I think is going to happen, Alex. I think Sanders will lose, and then he will endorse Hillary, and Hillary may take him as the VP. And that way it'll attempt to bring the Sanders people in line with the Clinton people, and if that happens, they certainly will defeat the Republican.
Yeah, because if they don't bring Sanders in, a lot of those people are going to go Trump. They've said that. The polls show that.
Where would the Sanders people prefer to go, and where would the Trump people prefer to go if they don't make it? To a Jesse Ventura?
To a libertarian,
who's truly a centrist? I'm in the middle. I don't need to go to the far left. I don't need to go to the far right. That's how I won Minnesota. The Republican Norm Coleman had to appease the far right. Skip Humphrey had to appease the far left. I had the center, which wins it. They couldn't get back in the middle.
I agree. Now, let me inject this question. I read in the newspaper report that I covered yesterday that you, to paraphrase, you said, look, if it's not Sanders or it's not Trump, if it's not an anti-establishment candidate, I'm going to run, probably as a libertarian, and then you got 30 days to do it. Specifically, you're saying what, are you leaning 64, 40 against?
It's 50-50 right now. I want to see who wins these final March things, so we're pretty sure then who the two candidates are going to be, but you never know. I mean, they could go to that convention and they could take it right away from Donald if they want to.
I was about to say, would you run against Donald Trump?
Sure. if I choose to run and he's the Republican candidate, I run against Republicans and Democrats regardless of who.
No, I understand, but surely the Trump thing is an anti-establishment run.
Well, that's true, but maybe a lot of anti-establishment. Donald still supports, torturing people. He's going to blow up and exploit the wars more. All of these candidates.
Yeah, so you've gone from a month ago saying you like Donald, but his torture comments are pushing you over the edge to maybe be ready to run up against him.
Well, not just that, but his war comments. They're all going to go to war again.
Separately, ships off the coast of China, North Korea threatening to use nukes, U.S. proxy war in Ukraine, starting a war with Russia. It seems like our elite are going insane. What would you say about the state of the climate of the world right now politically?
Well, I'd say that the United States needs to stop being the major force of war throughout the world, because every war that happens now, we're involved in it in one way or another. And I'm sick of it. People, I want to break this spell too. Everybody thinks you have to elect a Democrat or Republican. Why?
You're running. I can tell you're running.
Why? Why do you have to elect them?
Jesse, I sense more energy in you than in the 10 years I've known you. You're more aggressive. You're running for president, buddy.
No, I ain't. I'm 50-50. No. I'm going to watch what happens this month.
No, I think you recognize history's happening. This is a special election, and you want to be heard. Bare minimum, you cannot lose when it comes to injecting real issues. And so I think you're running for president. I think you're doing it.
Well, Alex, all I'll do with you on that is say don't hold your breath on it.
So much more is happening in the world. The reason I would say run, I don't want you to kill yourself doing it. I know you've been through a lot. But I know if you ran, you would run to win. I love seeing the Trump phenomenon of a maverick. I know you're a real maverick. I have questions about Trump. I think he's a good guy. You say he's a good guy. I'm supporting him right now. But I would love for you to run just because the bully pulpit you'd get. And I'd love to be able to, let me know. I want to be there at that press conference when you announce.
Okay. Well, like I said, if I do it, I'm doing it to give people what I believe they're really seeking, and that's an alternative to the Democrats and Republicans. Because if you elect a Democrat or Republican, you get the party with it, no matter what anybody says.
Would you consider taking a position in a Trump administration?
I probably doubt that because I like Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary. I don't ever want to lose my integrity and become part of those two parties in any way, shape, or form.
All right, I know you're working on two big books. I know the subjects, they are bombshell. I think this has been one of your most dangerous books ever. Look forward to talking to you then. And this is such a hot period.
One of them's not. One of the books I'll preview for you a little bit. I'm doing a book on it's entitled The Stupid Politicians Say.
The Stupid Bleep, yeah. And the other one is the big dangerous subject. Well, let's do this since things are coming up. I don't think you can be the first, but at least the second. I want to be right there at the trough when or if you don't make the announcement either way.
I'll let you know you've been my friend too long. I'll give you the heads up one way or another.
All right, that's awesome. I know you got to go, so I won't say bye to you in the break. I'm going to come back and take calls. Jesse Ventura, Off the Grid, TV show, books. Google the name Jesse Ventura. Jesse, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure. And hi to everybody out there in land.
You're off.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.